My God. Yes. We needed this. Just totally, completely needed this. It has been so damn long. Too long. Just us. Our old hiding place. This beach. And 4 whole days away from our respective offices. Honestly, I think that is the best part.
Liar. The best part is getting to spend time with him again. And especially in a place where you know he'll undress. In a place where you know you'll end up in his arms at night. Oh, if only he knew what his touch did to your heartbeat.
What? Oh, yeah. I totally remember the last time we were out here. It was the summer, right after I graduated with my bachelor's, wasn't it? Both of us finally old enough to drink and just wanting to get away for a bit before being a real adult swallowed us whole. Oh, I remember it perfectly now, because my Nana ended up with a bunch of phone calls asking if we'd come out here. People had begun to think we'd run off and eloped. I mean, could you imagine that? Us just running away and getting married like that? Oh, that would be a fucking sight to see. What? Oh, you know why it'd be a treat. I mean, can you actually imagine us?
You do. Why shouldn't he?
Me with all my flamboyant, well, me-ness, and you with all of, well, all of you. I mean, I've always been a little weird and eccentric, and I can remember you talking me down for my let's take on the world moments more than once or twice. Honestly, I think we'd mutually drive each other insane before we even made it past a year of dating, let alone marriage, don't you think? No? How do you figure?
He seems almost irritated that I said we wouldn't make a good couple. Got really defensive, too. Then again, the way he unintentionally flexes when he's irritated. It's filled out since school. Still got that grace in his arms, though. Just more muscle there. I wonder what it would feel like.
Well, to have those arms wrapped you do have a point. The history between us could work for our benefit. I mean, who else would put up with my constant need to try every little thing that catches my eye? Oh God, I remember when I drug you to that Renaissance fair because I absolutely, positively had to learn to joust, and then found out I was afraid of horses. Or when I decided that a road trip to see all of the hands-on kids' museums in a 400-mile radius was a thing, too. How many times did we learn about the same things that summer? Oh, I never want to see a light harp again. Then again, strumming the air was really fun. Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's right. My old car broke down right at the end of our trip, and your parents had to bail us out. I was so glad too, because mine were away on holiday and were absolutely no help to us whatsoever. How many times I learned
trying to ask you to kiss me would give me an entire kaleidoscope of butterflies in my stomach.
The nostalgia's hitting hard today, isn't it? Really took shape. I wonder why.
And when my heart began to break every time I'd sit through you talking about
another crush. Maybe it's just because I miss the good old days sometimes.
I've always wondered if you felt the same.
Or maybe it's because I officially feel old after receiving my first jury duty summons this spring.
Oh, ugh. But that's mean. Wait, shit, you said something.
Huh? What do you want to do? Swim. Oh, hell yes. I want to swim. It's gotten hotter than hell out here, and even the shade isn't doing anything to cool me off. I mean, look at me. Sweating. Metaphorically like a pig. Let me go get changed, though, okay? Cool. Now I'll meet you in the water.
Now we can go to swimsuit to wear. I know I packed a few, and I remember my bestie Raven throwing another in my suitcase with a wink. God, I shudder to think what it is. Holy shit, no. This isn't even a suit. It's... I don't know what this is, but it is most definitely not a swimsuit. Jeez, it barely covered my nipples, let alone anything else. Yeah, love you, Raven, but this is a definite no. Now... Ah, there it is. My favorite suit. Sure, it's a one-piece, and sure, it's not as fashionable as some of the cooler bikinis or even tankinis that the rest of my girlfriends wear, but I like it. Did I shut the tent door? Oh, good. Not that he'd be able to see anything from the distance, and not that him seeing would necessarily be a bad thing. Stop it. Get changed, go swim, spend time with the man before you give yourself away like an idiot. Now I feel better. I'm dressed. I don't look completely like a slut. I do have to say, the one piece looks a lot better on me. Why am I talking to myself? Why am I answering myself? Ugh, to the water! Well, you look comfortable. Already dove in a few times too, I bet. How's the water? Oh, brr, it's not... Whew, okay. It's not overly cold, but just damn. Most definitely different than the air temperature, let me tell ya. No. Bad. Don't you dare come any closer. I'm inching my way into this water as if my life depends on it. You can stay you out can there. Thank you very much.
As far away from mine until I'm well hidden underwater, and we'll see what the effect of touching
Why
you
would be. Do I like swimming here so much? The water always takes forever to get used to. Brr, 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 brr. Ah, that's my thighs. That's my thighs. Oh, it's so bad with every step I take. So my feet are beginning to warm up already, and wait, where did you go?
Oh, no. Where is he? Not cool and not fair.
No. Hey! Oh, ah! I told you not to do that. Oh, I'm so cold now. Yes, I know now. I'll be used to it faster. But now that was just plain... Oh. Hi. You're a... I can... You know, I know how to swim, and you're just really close, and... I'm not nervous to be held by you. Wait, that's not what you said. Say that again? I'm freezing. Of course it's nipply. No, I'm just happy to see you, really. I'll make comments about you when you're pitching tents.
Oh, he's got a plan.
No, don't you dare dunk me again.
I don't know what it is, but I know that look in his eyes.
Don't you dare look at me like that.
Code red.
Wait, what are you doing? You said, abort, no, abort the brain. You said you wouldn't dunk me again. Why are you lifting me up? Hi. Can you let me go? Because I promise I can swim. And you're holding me really close, and we're in a lot of water, and I'm still really kind of cold. And I promise damn, I can swim, and you can just put me down now.
And his lips on mine. Wait, his lips on mine?
That was much more pleasurable than being thrown into the lake again. But just in case you get any funny ideas, and I have no apologies for what I'm about to do, but I'm gonna latch on right now.
I kind of like where I'm at. I mean, maybe.
Oh, no, sir. These legs are not moving. I am remaining firmly wrapped around your waist until you promise not to throw me in the water. And I mean promise.
He
He's laughing at me. Why is he laughing at me?
What are you doing now? Don't you try to wiggle out of this. Pushing me down your body isn't going to do anything. Oh. Hello there. Speaking of pitching tents, you seem to have one, and I'm not talking about the one on the beach, dear. Do I need to let you go so you can go take care of that? I mean, if I remember my health class right, can't those get painful?
I think I'm missing something here.
What? Why are you laughing? No, come on, I'm being serious. Why are you laughing at me? Of course I was being serious. From what I remember, hard-ons get painful if they're not taken care of, right? Quit chuckling at me. Look at this face. It's not nice to laugh at a girl who's trying to make sure you don't end up in some sort of crippling pain for the rest of our trip. What? No, of course I know about things. I have plenty of experience in things.
Damn it. I wish I'd read more of those trashy
books. Oh, shut up! I do! Well, I do. Well, I've read about it. And I've thought about it. And I've played with myself before.
Oh, look at that face. My god, I never should have said anything. Shut up.
I shouldn't have said anything. And in the interest of so not making silent. This even more this awkward, I'm gonna, totally. Hey, hi. Those are...
Me go?
That's my butt.
No, that's really not my imagination. He's not
you not still there? It,
but why?
Kind of got a pretty firm grip, and you're. Hi, nice to see you back to Earth. You just kind of went out on me there.
He's looking.
Are you all like good?
I'm still missing something, aren't I?
What? Shocked? Well. What do you mean you were shocked? Now you've really lost me. Why are you shocked? Oh, hey, quit with that doofy look on your face and explain, please. Because I pretty much just bared my deepest, darkest secret that I, Equinox, managed to make it through high school and college without even getting past kissing with... Well, with anyone. Oh, it's not that funny, and honestly, it's not for lack of trying. I mean, half-assed trying, not gonna lie. Classes took one hell of a precedent sometimes, and I wasn't exactly looking that hard, and I kind of already wanted someone else. What? I've kind of had my eye on a particular someone for a long time. Don't even start with that look. If you're expecting some cheesy line about me having a high school crush on you, then you'd be partially mistaken. I may have had ideas about you back then, but it was never a crush. More like a lust back then, and it wasn't like that. Anyway, not until, I mean, curiosity killed the cat and all of that, you know. Yeah, I know. Satisfaction brought it back, but I'm not entirely sure that extends to sexual satisfaction as we... Oh, hey, don't do that with your hips. Come on. That's not fair. You're teasing me, and I bet you know it, too. And hey, we're in a lake, and I know that there aren't anyone right around, but what you're doing is giving me a lot of feelings, and what if people see, and what if children come to the beach and
and again, do I want to quit doing this?
More fun?
Fuck no.
Oh,
who? He needs
okay
to keep going.
Goddamn, this is just what you're doing. Oh, fuck.
What is he asking?
Do I like it? Oh, fuck yes, I like it. This feels... Oh, fuck. This feels... I can't tell if it's the friction, or the water, or you, or my fantasies, or all of it, but... Fuck! This feels amazing. No, wait, don't stop, please.
I have waited too goddamn long for you, been too fucking curious, too fucking nervous for you to leave me high and dry like this. Don't you dare, don't you fucking dare tell me that we're not doing this right now.
Say that again. Am I really into this? Well, I don't have as easy of a tell as a hard-on, and the lake kind of makes my normal indication of wetness almost impossible.
Sometimes,
but
I wish I wasn't my own brain.
Yes. Hell yes, am I into this. I want this. I want you. I want. I promise. I want. Are we? You weren't kidding. Are we? We're actually gonna do this. Here, in. Fuck. In the lake. Not fully. What are you? Oh hell. What do you mean? Appetizer? Wait, did you just talk about sex like it's food? Okay, well, not necessarily the way I'd ever thought about it, but prologue, book terms now. How very like you. Oh, fuck, let me talk, damn. Okay, then again, I think I can top you with this if you would give me a moment. How about we call this a tutorial? I mean, it is my first time after all, and hey, no laughing. I was trying to be playful, and ha, ho. Oh, that feels good. Not bad, huh? Cute. Well, not exactly what I was going for, but I suppose it works. I was trying to be seductive. So, if we're going for any of those analogies, food, books, or games, what's the next step? Or the next chapter? Or fuck, or fine, shutting up. You know how I talk when I'm nervous. What do you mean you want to hear me, but you don't want to hear me talk? That makes absolutely no goddamn sense whatsoever. What does that even mean? Oh, fuck. Oh, God, move your hips like that, please.
Feels so good. Fuck. The way he shifts me around. Fuck.
Oh, shit. Shit. Oh, fuck. Sound carries over water. Don't make me go louder. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Shit. Oh my god. Please. Please. Fuck, this feels so much better than doing it alone. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm close. Oh, God. Shit, shit. Fuck, I'm close. Oh, shit. Please. Please. Oh, please don't stop. Please. Fuck. Sweet Jesus. That was fuck.
Don't wanna move.
That was
don't wanna
think. Hi. Brain. Hold on.
Brain. I am like this lake.
That was
water.
God. Oh.
That was
fantasies were I thought I knew how to press all of my buttons and seems like you found a few more that even I didn't know about. Oh my god. Oh, this feels nice. Being wrapped up like this. Around you and in your arms. Even better with the water, I don't think I could actually stand right now. I know that I remember from health class that guys, when they finish, it gets a little messy. Don't you need to go clean up? Not yet. Oh, I don't want to move either. This is. This feels nice. At least the water warmed up. Or maybe that's just you. Not gonna lie, I thought about that a lot. Back when we were kids, what it would be like to have you help me. And that was... Fuck. That was a lot better than I ever thought it could be. Now I just wanna float with you for a while and maybe take a nap. I feel as liquid as this lake, and it feels so nice. Huh? Of course I enjoyed it, and honestly I wouldn't mind a little more. But you know me. For all I like jumping headfirst into life, I'm a worrier. Nice and contradictory, I know. I know. And as much as I want more, I need to know that you want it too. I'm gonna take the nod, the growl, and that thrust at me as a yes. And since you won't let me take a nap in the lake, how about we move to my tent? We can have a little more fun there. I'm more than ready. And I want more.